judgment. Mishpat Tzadik in the Hebrew language. And so it'll be a true judgment, and whatever God says, that's the way it is. It's always been that way, and it will never, ever, ever be anything different. His will is sovereign. That means all the sovereignty of the universe is God. And there's no other actor in the universe except God. So you don't make decisions. You think you do. Oh, I decided to do this. Then your will would not be God's will. Because whatever you will be sinful. Anything apart from faith is sin. So whatever you thought, hey, I really did well today, or these victories and so on, so they're all in God's hands. They're not in your hands at all. Man has never amounted to a hill of beans, and you never will. Never. So even when you're married in eternity, happy birthday, Doris. Because of that, God hath spoken way before the world was founded, way before that, in eternity. And he then laid Jesus down to, at a certain point, 4,000 years into this world, 4,000 years into time. It'll end soon. It's going to end very soon. You're in the 7,000th year. Forget evolution and all those nonsense things that people have taught over the years. They're all anything to avoid God. Everything man does is to avoid God. And the bad guys are doing it, but it's our fault. Because the church is not hot. In other words, we can't speak for God, because you're not God's church if you're lukewarm. You can only do that if you happen to be zestos, hot. If you're hot, that means you're not afraid of people. And ever since I met God 49 years ago, I've been in love with Jesus, and I'm not afraid of being myself. I'm not afraid of sin. I'm not afraid of anything. I can confess all my sins every day, and I do. But I believe that God wants to speak to you. Maybe that was what you heard this morning, Danny and Michelle. I don't know what it was that she was referring to. But whatever it was, you'll be hearing God to be transformed by the renewing of your own spirit. You have the spirit. You're not becoming Christians. You have the spirit, but you need to execute what God wills on earth as it is in heaven. So whatever is done in heaven, you'll do it on earth. So God is not nervous about Adam and Eve, the original sinners. He's not disturbed by what Cain did to his brother Abel. That's something God already knew about. Foreknowledge, he already knew about that. So everything that's bad in the world is totally laid at our doorsteps for not being the church God wants. And I'm just going to tell you something. Whether you like it or not, it's going to happen. It will absolutely happen. And you will see every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, nobody's ever seen that. We've never had peace on earth. We've never had goodwill toward men. People don't like each other. And even Republicans don't like Republicans, and Democrats don't like Democrats, and so on and so forth. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just the way it is. But God knows that, so we've been in bondage all these years, and he wants to set Israel free, and I'll read about that in a minute. He also wants to set the church free. We need to have freedom, especially here in Texas. Texas needs to have total freedom in religious matters. Total freedom to follow God, not to do wrong, but to follow God. And if we had that, the whole world would be renewed. Not only because we're believers, been born again, but this sin has to be taken care of. Number one up here. Number one, the biggest problem with mankind is sin. And you're going to sin whether you like it or not. No matter what. That original sin is in everybody, even Christians. But when you get born again, he'll forgive you of all that sin. That sin will no longer count. He doesn't count it. He only counts your faith. All you had to have is faith in God, not faith in yourself. Faith in God, not faith in yourself. In other words, not my will, but thine be done. Remember Jesus said that? Jesus said those words. Not my will. Not my will. But thine, yours, Father. Let your will be done. So Jesus never broke that promise. Broke that promise that he made. And he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. So this is the most certain idea in the whole world, is that Jesus Christ will never abandon you. Ever. Ever. Now, does appearance say that? No, appearance doesn't say it. It looks like God has abandoned us. It looks like he's judging America or doing this and doing that. The whole world economy is falling apart and all that. But everything will come out. Nothing is hidden today, but it will come out in the wash. You'll see when it's all done. You'll see that God has not yet cleansed the earth, but he will. So I'm prophesying to you right now that I'm telling you what God spoke to me. You live in the most wonderful age you could ever live in. The age of Laodicea, meaning bad guys rule. That's what it means. Laos is laity, meaning not a pastor or someone that has an office in the church. It's just the average people today are trying to have a will of their own. You cannot have a will of your own. You do not have a will of your own. There's nobody that has a will of their own. Even though you think you have a will, you're wrong. You're completely wrong. So therefore, you cannot will to do good, or you cannot stop doing evil. Now, that's called the bondage of the will. But Israel also has an equivalent. This is called the yoke of bondage. Israel today, especially the Orthodox Israelis, to do good works for God can't be done. It's impossible. And they can't stop sinning. They will sin. You cannot stop it. And he's trying to get that across to his church. Forget Israel, because Israel doesn't have ears and eyes to see and hear. It doesn't. Israel is stubborn. And Netanyahu can't make heads or tails out of it. And no one will. If you eliminate him, I guess they're going to do it, or maybe they've already done it. Doesn't matter. Without him, you won't have anything going at all. But so what? Leave it be. Let the bad guys win. How many know it says in the back of the Bible, way in the back, the very last almost words that Jesus spoke, because he wrote this book. Let the wicked stay wicked and let the righteous stay righteous. Two groups that cannot change. Well, we feel bad about that. No, feeling bad doesn't mean anything. Well, it's not. Psychology is the disease of the earth right now, because people are psychological. I don't have any. I'm sorry. I just believe the Bible, period. And by believing the Bible, my certainty is in God's word, not in my ability. I don't have any ability at all. I'm a complete failure. I intend to stay a nothing. And if you're a nothing, it's real hard to fall, because you're already on the bottom. Did you understand what I just said?
Amen.
It's spiritual. It's not, I'm not talking about, you know, anything. I'm just talking about the fact that apart from God, you can do nothing. That's all. If you can do nothing, then why ambition? Why mammon? Why love of money? Why do what they're doing? Everything, let them do it. Let them do it. It won't go anywhere. When God decides something, it's forever and ever and ever, and it will never change. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. You cannot change it. He'll never change his mind. When he says, I love you, he cannot take that back. And even people that go to hell, Hades, wherever you want to go, even them, he still loved them. And he said, you hated me without a cause. You didn't have any cause for doing it. because Jesus was executing what God wanted in eternity, because Jesus was part of the boule upstairs. He was part of that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But then he came as Son of Man so that his preeminence would not just be in heaven, but it would also be on earth. And now he's the preeminent man. In other words, everything you need is Jesus. Everything you need is Jesus. And when you get him, you get everything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his, not yours, righteousness. So there it is. He just settled it. And he'll give you free gift. Don't pay for it. There's nothing you can do about it anyway. So God has already determined the whole world. He already knows how it's going to come out. And every knee will bow and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the King. He's everything. He's our High Priest, first coming. He's also our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, second coming. And when that's happening, you'll have a new heart, new soul, new body, and you can't imagine that you'll actually love people. And you'll feel it. And you'll understand it. And you'll understand all mysteries. On earth, not in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it's done, it's practiced in heaven continually. There's no one in heaven that doesn't belong there. They're all righteous because they have faith in Jesus, and then they saw it, and now they're heavenly. All those angels, the good angels, the bad angels are demons, period. And so the bad angels won't make it. They'll be in the lake of fire. So everyone will go into the lake of fire who doesn't hear the good news. Now, I'm just saying to you, I don't try to convince anybody of anything. Not Peggy, not anybody. I don't try to convince anybody except that I'm convinced. I don't try to them say, oh, you need to hear this and do it. No, no, I'm not saying that at all. I've never said that. Never, 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 never. I don't try to stop bad people, you know, whatever. You're doing bad. I've never said that to anybody. We all do bad. We're all equal. How many know that all men are created equal? And so you'll see today the people of Shem, the people of Ham, and the people of Japheth will all be brothers again. You've never seen it. No one has ever seen that. So we don't like them, they don't like us, and we don't get along. And that's deliberate on God's part. He knows that. He wants you to face that as it's a picture of you. That everything that you see in someone else is you. Right? So everything that you see in somebody else is just you. It's just some people are real noisy about it and other people are quiet about it. But we're the same. And we're brothers, and it's going to turn out to be a brotherhood in the end. And everyone will get along on earth. I'm not talking in heaven. I'm talking on earth. So you will actually see the kingdom of God on the earth. That's what he created the kingdom of God on earth to do, is change the earth, transform this earth, and Christians will be the only ones left. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. They're not going to say Buddha. They're not going to say Hinduism, Islam. They're not going to say any of those words. Every knee will bow. And they'll know it. Why? Because he'll be on a white horse. And everyone will see it. I mean, the whole world will see it. Whoa. It's almost like the Bible's true. So what about Buddha? What about Muhammad? What about, you know, blah, blah, blah. All the religions are all false. Every religion is false except true Christianity. And you'd have to be growed up. You can't just simply be chair four. I believe in Jesus. Now, that's not enough. That's only a foundation. You have to believe that everything God has ever said is going to come to pass on the earth. On the earth. And the bad guys are going to the lake of fire, so pray for them. Bless them. Love them. Do good for them. Never curse them. That's a true Christian. That would mean your will doesn't count. That would mean God's will is being executed by you. Now, you don't want to say these words, but I'd like you to say these words. You don't have to. I don't care. God, Almighty, I don't want my will to be done. I want your will to be done in me, through me, for me. I want to be a on fire Christian. Hot, burning hot. That means you're not afraid. Remember one time Jesus was teaching, and he said to the Jewish people, now they're not bad people, they're just people. He said to them, you are of your father the devil. How many know that could get you killed? Because Jewish people are passionate about their religion, and then they gnaw on your shoulders, they bite you, and you know they want to destroy you because you just attack their religion. Well, their religion is not a religion. I'm sorry. Even though it's a religion, it's not a religion. Because they haven't seen a hot church. Now, they can see certain churches that are working on that, but they haven't seen it. But we could be first. We could be first on the block. So, how many know that God ain't done yet? And so, but the time has come. And I'm just announcing prophetically that Jesus Christ, who did come the first time to be our high priest, in other words, takes away the sins. When he's a high priest, he does an atonement. I forgave you in chair 4. I lived inside of you in chair 5 until you're dead to sin. And then I'm going to perfect you in love 6. And then you'll be the bride without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. And it never ends. It's infinity. Because you will never perish from this earth. Otherwise, God has lied. And God cannot lie. Let God be true, every man. That tells me that all God ever wanted from me is not to do good works. Not to stop doing bad works. All he ever wanted was just be yourself. I'll take care of everything. Is that not amazing? That's amazing that a God who could easily wipe out everybody, because everybody's a sinner. He could wipe out everybody, but he's not going to do it. Never has and never will. He's always been a loving father. He was never an angry judge. Even Jesus will be the judge that judges you in the last days, when he actually puts up the great white throne and everybody will be judged. Your destiny will be like a fire. Your destiny will be heaven and heaven and heaven and heaven and no end. World without end. World upon world. In other words, you'll have no beginning and no ending. Because you'll be a priest king, just like Jesus is. You'll be the first fruits, just like Jesus is. In other words, you're married to Jesus and everything he has is yours. And everything you have is his. So he died for your sins so that you could live forever. By his death, everybody in the world was saved. But you'd have to execute it. You'd have to believe that that's true. And so God is working on his church right now. And we're one of the churches, just one among many. And we're a small church. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't matter if we have 50,000 or 500,000. That's not important. What's important is your heart. Not your behavior. No behavioral modification takes place in this church. None. We don't want anyone to behave. Thank God we have Teresa.
Thank God.
Yeah, just saying. Thank you, God. And so we don't want anyone to ever do any good work for anybody. Why? Because God already, Jesus did that for everybody. When he then loved his neighbor, you love the neighbor. Whatever he does, you does. Whatever he thinks, you thinks. And so God is actually wanting you to be a nothing person, so that he can do everything. And when you are, you'll actually see it. Just like God spoke to me yesterday and said, do not even think about, don't even go to the thing and see what the count is. Don't do anything. This one will lose. This one's going to win. 5 o'clock, I looked at the clock. I called David right away. David, I said, I don't want to share this with anybody. I'm now sharing it. But I don't want to share this with anybody because I don't know. I don't want anyone to know it. Because I already know. God spoke to me at exactly 5. and I wanted you to know, because you're my son, and I want to reveal my heart to you, that God spoke to me and said, this one's going to win, this one's going to lose. Prophets can do that. They actually know by God what's going to happen. It happened to Paul. It happened to become Paul was, you know, he used to be Saul, now he's Paul, and so on. When God meets you, he changes your life forever. And you can be Jewish and become a Christian. In fact, you're no longer Jewish. You are now, that's your ethnic background, but you're not white anymore. You're not anything. And that's how you can get along with everybody in the world, is you don't have a skin color that says anything. Skin color doesn't mean anything. It's the character you have. It's the conduct you have, which is to do nothing so that God can do everything. Now, if you think what I just said is the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth, it'll change your life forever. If you don't have, and I every Christian that I meet, I don't really believe they have the certainty of the word. I meet them and I realize, you know, you go to church, but you're not a Christian. Not in the way God wants it. He wants you to be completely his wife someday. He wants you to be married to Jesus forever and ever and ever and ever. Male and female. So we're all the body of Christ. In other words, he's the head and we're the body. And he wants us then to behave. You cannot. You cannot behave. And so even though you want to behave, you're not going to. Until he actually does it for you, and then in you, and then through you. And that's what he's doing right now. So, how many believe that before I even preach this message, which is awesome, how many believe that what I just said is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Now, I want to read the fourth chapter as a prelude, just the few verses here. 4:19. And the Lord said to Moses in Midian, go, return to Egypt, for all the men are dead. In other words, the Pharaohs, which sought your life. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. So he left Midian. Remember, his father is Jethro, and he's the high priest there. But he married the daughter. And the daughter, you'll see what's going to happen to her. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said to Moses, when you go to return into Egypt, this is like heaven, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand, but I will harden his heart. Oh, that's so sad. That he shall not let the people go. In other words, God's given you a command that you can't do. I command you to believe on me. That means there won't be any faith. And when he comes back, will he actually find faith on the earth? Not faith in yourself, faith in God. So he actually said something you can't do. Like, hey, you go and brush your teeth and then you come to the table or whatever you say to people. They won't do it. Even though they do it, they'll find a little toy on the way and start playing with the toy. Hey, what are you doing? And then all of a sudden they realize, oh, I was supposed to brush my teeth. And so then they begin. Everything is distracting everybody on this earth. And it's deliberate on God's part. That's why he said, go and tell Pharaoh such and such, such and such. And then he said, and by the way, he won't let you go. That's kind of discouraging, right? This is God speaking to somebody who wants to do everything for God. And God said, by the way, you won't do it. And he won't ever accede to you do. But this is what he's going to do. Because God is God, he's not worried about people attacking him or hating him or despising him. Your sins doesn't mean anything to God. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Because he already knows everything. He already knows everything. So he knows when he do it, but by a strong hand, this right hand of God, this right hand says, you're my people. You'll survive forever and ever. It's not he who begins, but he who endures to the end. Now we're near the end. You are in the 7,000th year. It just happened a few years ago. We entered the last millennium on the earth. Has to be 7,000. It cannot be 6. It cannot be 8. It's got to be 7,000. So because of that, now all of these things are going to take place in our day, just like he did in this day. And you shall say to Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son. Israel is my son. It's the same thing as Jacob. Jacob and Israel, same word. Even my firstborn. And I say unto you, let my son go. So they're going to go and deliver this message, but they already know because God told them, by the way, Pharaoh will not do what you say. In other words, this world is not going to do anything you want. I want to be rich. It's not going to happen. They can lose their fortune in a second. Not because of big tech and censoring you. Just they can lose it in a second. And everything that God wants to do is impossible for man, but not it's possible for you to do that's possible, but then that won't get you to heaven. But only God does the impossible. He's the only one that can do it. And so he has this ability to do things that you can't do. And only God is real in my life. I mean, just personal. He's real in my life. I don't have a friend except God. I don't have any savior except God. I don't have anything except God. I don't have any investment in anything. I don't care about anything. I know God will supply all my needs. I know according to his riches and glory. So I'm not really worried about anything, including death. I don't care about death. So if somebody drives by and shoots me, you know, in the window, it's okay. Just push me over and keep going on. That's why you have 7 other ministers in this church. Jeff, you're one of them. And David, you know, he's one of them, wherever he is. Where is David? So he's teaching? Awesome. Yeah. So because of that, you don't have anything to worry about because everything is totally arranged by God, not by me. I'm totally disorganized, totally worthless, totally whatever thing. But I happen to be your minister. And I'm just ministering what I'm supposed to minister, whether anyone likes it or not. I don't want 50,000 people. I can't even handle Peggy. I mean, so, and if it weren't for her, and because I love her. I love her just because she, where are my glasses? You're wearing them, you know, so on. I don't know anything about anything. And so I'm just completely a zero. And I don't mind because if you're a nothing, then you're exactly agreeing with God. So he wanted everyone to be nothing so he can give you everything. And so we don't have to prove anything to anybody. You don't have to prove it. Just simply be yourself. Be yourself. Michelle, just be yourself. Danny loves you for no reason at all. He just loves you and that's it. Because God put that into him. And now you're his perfect wife, right? So say that to him. I'm your perfect wife. Amen. See, that's powerful. And sister is in the back too. She's a perfect sister. So everything is going our way. You don't know it. But it's impossible for God to lie. He cannot lie. When he says something, every word that's in this book, every single word, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that constantly proceeding out of the mouth of God. That's how you get eternal life. That's the only way. History is total, not man's work. It's totally God's work. His story. So it's not, you know, someone wrote this book and so their name is such and such. That's nonsense. People cannot write history at all. Only God knows everything. And only God can write a history book that tells the thing it's called the Bible. This is the instruction book. You just read this every day and it'll give you eternal life. Every day you'll have eternal, happy, completely not sad because you don't look at anything. You just look at his word. Now, so, and you shall say, let my son Jacob go that he may serve me, that he may execute my will. And if you refuse to let him go, God saying to Moses, behold, I will slay his son. even his firstborn. Wow. In Pharaoh's Egyptian religion, I know a lot about it. In Pharaoh's religion, then he is son of God while he's alive, and then when he dies, he has to pass through this testing thing, and then if he gets there, he's a god. So all the old pharaohs are all gods. Started with Nimrod. Nimrod was the first one that invented this. And so it's just pure imagination, not built on anything except I want to be boss. I want my will to be strong. How many here have a strong will? How many know someone who has a strong will and they're sitting next to you? So everybody has a strong will. It's called the ego or whatever you want to call it. And so everyone has a will, and I want this. We're going to go on vacation this way. I don't want that. I want to go this way. You know, so you can have all those arguments. They're galore. They're all over the place. So why don't you just relax and don't have any will at all? Because your will accomplishes nothing. Nothing. I will be this and that and so on and so forth. Trump can't do it. Nobody can do it. Only God can be God. So he's not interested. We don't need Trump to come back and do it. I don't care if he uses him. I'm just simply saying God doesn't need anybody. He could do it all by himself just by speaking another world. But all the good angels, they stayed in their place. They never moved. Whereas the bad angels, one third of them, went with the devil. Okay, so they're demons. So there are demons enough for everybody here. So maybe you have demonic, possession. You have a demon in you. Probably came from your parents. Or your grandparents. Or your great-grandparents to the third and fourth generation. And so, okay, so what? So what? Who cares? God does not care. He only cares about one thing, your heart. So when he gives you a new heart, remember he died on the cross and that's how you got your new heart. You don't even know you had it because you don't even know where it is. It's not this thing right here. This is not your heart. This is what we call the pump. You know, it's just the pumps. Pumps blood. But that's not your heart. Your heart is down here in the gut. And if you took care of just your gut, that's why the food you don't eat or do eat makes a difference. And if you're missing something, it makes a big difference. That's why you're sick, because those things haven't been taken care of. Little kids aren't bothered by that, because little kids are little kids. But everything is rigged up so that people actually can survive all these years. We've been here for all the years. But it's not over. It's about to come into something you've never seen before, never known of before. And it came to pass, by the way, in the inn. When you see way, it means Jesus is the way. In the inn. That the Lord met him and sought to kill Moses. Sought to kill Moses. Then Zipporah, his wife, took a sharp stone, cut off the foreskin of her son, and cast it at his feet and said, "Surely a bloody husband you are to me." So she obviously didn't want to do it because there's no blood in the Egyptian ceremonies. Their rituals don't include blood. So if you die, nobody is helped. But if Jesus dies, everybody's helped. Do you understand what I'm just saying? So in other words, if you think your blood, if you die, give up your body to be burned. It's silly stuff. There's nothing if you don't have love. God is the loving Father, and he's never done anything except killed his own son. So he's talking about his son. And so Jacob, if you just realize that God wants Israel to flourish, land of milk and honey and so on. Before they went into the land, God said, don't go across this Jordan, because that's going to be your death. Don't go across this Jordan. And it was flood time, and you couldn't even get in the water. It was so deep, you couldn't even get into the water. So they had to get some stones and put them on the Ark of the Covenant on the back, and then they could walk through it, and then they made a way when there's no way. How many know God does miracles for people? The reason you don't see them is because we're rich, because we're smart, because we have strong wills. That's why we're so successful. This is nothing. America is not on God's radar. America is not, I need one nation that's mine, you know, it's not going to be America. It's going to be that any Christian anywhere in the world can be part of, from every nation, tongue, tribe, family, everything. You have one family that has to yield up somebody for the kingdom of God. There's not a nation that's existing that won't have somebody who accepts Jesus Christ. So obviously the church has failed in that. Even though we have missionaries going all over the place, because we're looking for numbers or we're looking for, you know, flies on the thing, make people feel guilty and whatever. But God wants you to know, you don't have to do that. God will do it. He'll just raise up somebody, I want to do that. And what they want is, I want to do God's will. And so you never know who's going to do this and do that, and so on. So you're not in charge. You'll never be in charge. You're not in charge. God, your husband, is in charge. And so you never want to go against your husband's will, because his will is to execute everything God did. And Jesus did exactly that. And when he executed, he's now the high priest forever. But not only is he a priest, he also comes back as king. So he's a priest king, and we'll be priest kings. You can see it. It's in the first chapter of Revelation. It'll say, you'll be priest kings forever and ever. You'll be the first fruits. And blessed are those, happy are those that are those. Anyway, so Zipporah, she took this stone and cut off the foreskin of her son. That's not part of the Pharaoh's way. That's not part of the Egyptian religion. But she cast it at his feet, and surely a bloody husband you are to me. She was mad. And so he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband you are because of the circumcision. That's what she meant. And the Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness and meet Moses. This is the older brother, 2 years older, Aaron, the priest. Go meet Moses. And he went and met him in the Mount of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him. Remember, he has this stick. He turned it, dropped it on the ground. It came a snake. And then he said, pick it up now by the tail. He said, I'm not going to pick that up. And Moses disobeyed God. How many know you can disobey God? And so he just disobeyed God. I know it's wrong, but I'm not doing that. I'm not going to touch a snake. That thing is a snake. So what do you have in your hand? A rod. Well, just throw it down. Came a snake. And pick it up by the tail. I'm not going to pick it up by the tail. He'll bite me. He'll bite me. I'm not going to do it. Is that a rattlesnake? What kind of snake is that? And so there are poisonous snakes all over the world. But in America, we only have a few. Just a few. And some of them are here in Texas. Okay. Now, you don't want a copperhead, you don't want a, you know, one of those coral snakes, you don't want a rattlesnake, and so on and so forth. But there are all kinds of ways you can get bitten in this world. There are all kinds of spiders, there are all kinds of things that will kill you. It's amazing, isn't it? So if God wanted, he could just raise up the little bugs, and they can get you. I hate mosquitoes, I know that for sure. And there will be no mosquitoes in heaven. Otherwise, I'm going to go into hell. I'm not going to go there. And so, if you don't like them. So, God has funny ways of doing stuff. And the people, Aaron spoke all these words that the Lord had told to Moses, and he did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed. Right there. That's how you believe. You believe by not believing. You don't believe. It says the people believed. And when they had heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and they had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped God. That's how it happens. God did it. It had nothing to do with people. And afterward, Moses and Aaron, chapter 5, went in and told Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. And what does Pharaoh say? And Pharaoh, who is the Lord, who is this Lord you're talking about, that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? You are a whole economy. I'm not going to do it. And I know not the Lord. I'm not acquainted with him. Neither will I let Israel go. So when everything goes against you, and you know you're about to lose your job, or you're about to lose whatever you have an idol in, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Leave it alone. Don't do anything. Because God has already told them ahead of time what's going to happen. And it's going to exactly happen exactly the way God said. So what he wants you to know is he's the impossible God. He does the impossible. You only do the possible. Possible won't get you to heaven. Only impossible will get you to heaven. So what's impossible is that God could love sinners. That's what's impossible. And he, if that's impossible, he said, I love all sinners. What do you have a change of heart or something like that? No, I've always loved them. Oh, you did? Well, we didn't know about that. And so God wrote the Bible in such a way that when you read it, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So that's why so many Christians start out being Christian and then they realize that this doesn't make any sense. Not even reasonable. It's not even emotional. I mean, you know, what's he done for me anyway? And so on. So people then say, just join the world. At least they tell the truth there. No, they don't. They lie to you everywhere. Fauci isn't the only liar. They're all liars. Because they realize everything in this world is not going to work the way I want it to work. So it's not what you want. Too bad. He's never interested in pleasing you. He already pleases with you. Amen. Just by creating you, he already is pleased with you. Amen. Never changed his mind on that. And then he's your Savior. And you can't stop him. If he says, I'm going to love you, you can't stop him. God, don't love me. I'm no good. I'll kill myself. Blah, 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 blah. People do it all the time. Because they realize, I'll just kill myself and that'll be, someone will be sorry. Oh. And so they just kill themselves rather than duke it out. How many know God wants to put obstacles in front of you so that you can grow up and realize, you know what? I don't want to do that. And so people are stubborn, aren't they? It's not just Germans that are stubborn. Swedes are stubborn, too. Irish. They're stubborn. Chinese. Everybody's stubborn. Did you know everybody's stubborn? Yes. But if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves... In other words, not use your will, not be strong-willed. If you humble yourself, that's how you do it. If you humble yourself and pray to God, because he's the only one that could do anything, and what? What? And seek my face. In other words, don't seek anybody else. Don't talk over this with anybody else. Just seek my face. Amen. I don't want you to have any other gods. I'm the only God, and I'm the only God, and I'm the only God. So I don't want any rivals. So he didn't create man to be a rival. You know, your will versus my will. So that's why Jesus said these words. Not my will be done, but your will be done, Father. So he didn't say that because he was reluctant. He said that because his will is the only will that can't be changed. Every other will is wiggly. Every other will, I'm going to do thus and so, and I'm going to do thus and so. It doesn't mean anything to God. He's just laughing. He sits in the heavens and laughs. Because he knows how to give you another problem. Okay, you need another problem. Seems problems and the only crisis, if God makes a crisis, and he already has, if God makes a crisis, people get nervous. Like, whoa, what's going to happen? I just got fired. And so people are nervous about money. They're nervous about health. They're nervous about everything. How many know that you have to have the fear of God? Do what he says, because he's the only one that tells the truth. And if you do exactly what Jesus says, it works out perfectly. But nobody wants to do that. I mean, there's never been a person that wanted to do that. Jesus was the only one. Jesus is the only one. He was his son. And he said, no, he always pleases me up in heaven. He said that. Jesus, you go down. Not the Holy Spirit, not me, Father. You want to please me, right? Go down. So Jesus went down. He said, "What will happen to me down there? They'll kill you." And so what? What? Whoa! Why do you want me to go down? Because you're going to show them what a people is like. One that's a son that will do exactly what the Father says. Not by will, but thine be done. What a bold statement, as though he doesn't have a will. He has a will, but he just doesn't ever. He just executes God's will and doesn't do his will at all. So He then, you know, it's coming, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. Self-control is like me having a strong will. No, no, no. Self-control means don't have a strong will. Totally opposite. And so God is now, He knows you're going to sin. Because if you don't will it, how will it get done? God could do it. Nobody believes that. I love it. I love it. I love it how God makes everything not work. And you shall speak all that I command you. Aaron, your brother, will speak to the Pharaoh and send the children of Israel out of the land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart. This is God repeating that again. And multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you. Kind of repeating yourself. That I may lay my hand upon Egypt. I want him to. It's like I was once in Israel and I talked to the soldiers. Everybody there has to go into, whether male or female, they have to go into the army or navy or, you know, whatever they have. And I said, aren't you afraid of all the enemies you have surrounding Israel? No. Come on, really, you are, because they want you to be cast in the sea and so on. Aren't you afraid of that? He said, no, because every time they strike us, we get more land. Because we retaliate right away and get more property. We kill off all of their industries. We just do everything, and we're getting our land back that way. So we want them. We pray that they will attack us with 4,000 rockets. Good. Because when we get done, their country will be decimated. So that's interesting. So they have faith that when that happens, the soldiers do. They all did. I asked them all. She says, yeah, you all agree with that. Because you're outnumbered. Yeah, we don't care if we're not outnumbered. We don't care if we're outgunned. We don't care anybody. We'll win. Well, okay. Well, see you later. I mean, that's, whoa. Well, what they did right now, and Biden had to stop them. Biden had to send any signal out to them because they don't trust Biden. They don't trust him. Nobody. And so anything that happens bad, welcome it. Did you just hear what I just said? In other words, if you're thrown in jail, or you're, you know, sick, or, you know, poor, or something, whatever. Welcome it. Why? Because God has never done anything evil. And you can trust God that He'll never give you something that won't bless you. He'll always give you something that you can survive. He's not that kind of God. So don't you have that kind of God?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We have that kind of God that can make anything work at any time. Because nobody else has that kind of religion because they don't have any power and nobody executes the will of God. But Christians do, real Christians. If you're not a real Christian, you're not going to do it. You just do your own thing, half of me, half of God. No, no, no. You can't be lukewarm like this. Go all the way. And then my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt, by great judgments. So God is going to judge the one that judges them for 400 years. It's going to judge those people. Now the years are up, the 400 years is gone, and this Passover will be the exact time that it's over. There are no more. Now the Israel will be free and independent. But before that happens, I'm going to go in and put fear of God in every Girgashite, Malachite, Hittite, Hivite, all of these. All these ites, all of them, there are five of them, six of them, seven of them, eight of them, it doesn't make any difference how many ites you have. They'll all be destroyed. You'll be the only one that survives. So when I get done with my 10 judgments on the last one, which is killing your firstborn son, remember he said that earlier, now he's going to say, that last time when I give the judgment on them, they will finally realize, hey, He means business. And Pharaoh then, that 12th chapter, we're not reading the 12th chapter, we're only reading how it started out. This is how it started out. This is what he told Moses to do, and Moses did it. He was faithful in all the house. And when I stretch forth mine hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them, people are not doing anything here, only God, And Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded, so did they. And Moses was 80 years old, same age as me. And Aaron, 83 years, a little older. And they spake to Pharaoh. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, here's the Pharaoh, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod, cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a servant. So Moses and Aaron went into the Pharaoh, and they did so, and as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before the servants, and it became a serpent. And Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt, and they also did the same thing in their with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. Oh, yuck. This thing's not working, God. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Don't you have a funny God? This is funny. They had all these serpents, and they were all there. And then Aaron's little snake thing, he gobbled all the other ones up. Thank you. Ah, good food. And so all of the other snakes are gone. Isn't that amazing? Don't you think God's funny? I mean, I think that's funny. Everything God says has a sense of humor. You don't think of him that way, but I do. I think God is funny. How he would pick me to be a minister, and I grew up totally wicked and so on and so forth. He did. I can't believe it. I can't believe you would get a guy that's totally determined never to be a Christian, never to do anything you want. I'm going to do my will and my will only. I'll show them. I'll get a Harvard scholarship. I'll get a Yale scholarship. I'll get this and blah, 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 blah. And I was at the top of the top of the top of the class, but I cheated. That's funny that God would let a cheater go to the top and top and top because he wanted to make an idiot out of me. And so even though I did all that, and I worked way harder than everybody else, so I was determined. I'm going to get out of the poverty and the background and so on and so forth and all those things, and I'll be the best of the best. I'm just going to be right there. How many have that ambition inside of themselves? Of course, you have to be young and stupid to say that. How many want to be great? You want to be noticed. You want to be recognized. Well, God doesn't like that. So if God doesn't like it, you're not going to do it. I'm just telling you right now, because you belong to him. And he can, anytime he wants, do anything he wants to do. But he won't do it. Because once he made a promise, he won't take back that promise. I'm going to believe that God will keep the promise, make the promise, keep the promise, and it will be finished completely by Jesus or by Jesus. There's only Jesus. And so Jesus would come back again at this time. Not for Israel. He already did that thing, and they all didn't believe in Jesus, and they killed him. They all believed in Jesus and not. I don't believe in him. So let's kill him because he's a blasphemer. We got him. We got him. And so even though they were wrong, God let it go. Said, oh, don't worry about Jesus. He'll be fine. So Jesus is not worried about his son. He knows my son will do his father's will. He'll execute it. God makes it. Jesus executes it. God makes it. Son of God executes it. Now, you could be a son of the Son of the God, and then you could do the same thing. Nothing. Because Jesus already did it all. If he already did it all, what could you do? There's nothing you can do about it. So whenever bad things happen to you, praise the Lord. Whenever bad things happen to you, sing God's praises. Whenever something happens to you, and it already has, and many, many people murdered and committed suicide, and kids, everybody, all kinds of things. It's nothing. That's just the beginning of sorrows. That's not even the end. They're cooking it up right now. They're trying to figure out if Trump wins the Senate and the representatives and so on and so forth. If he wins that, well, he'll probably be president again, you know. So what are we going to do this time to cheat? What are we going to do this time to win? And so they're already plotting and planning because this is life and death for them. If they don't have power, they have nothing. They want power. There's only power in the Holy Spirit. He's the only one. All the power is right there in Holy Spirit. You can't say somebody else. It's not going to do it that way. God wants this church to be holy, righteous, perfect. How many know that only God could do that? Hey, I can't do that. I don't even know how to help him. I'm just an idiot. I don't mind being an idiot because God's smart. And so I trust God. Do you trust God with all your heart and soul and strength? The answer is yes. You don't have to even say it. Because everybody here is only here because you believe that there is a God. And not only does he exist, he always keeps his word, whatever he says, and that's certain. And it cannot be changed. So the best is yet to come. Now, this is how it ends. Then it says, and the Lord, verse 14, said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened and refuses to let the people go. So the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuses to let the people go. Thank you for God. Thank you for noticing that. You know, get thee unto Pharaoh in the morning. Lo, he goeth out unto the water. And you shall stand by the river's brink until he come. And the rod, which turned into a serpent, shall you take in your hand. And thou shalt say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews hath sent me to you, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, hitherto you would not hear. He's reminding Pharaoh, you didn't hear, it's last time. But we're going to say it again. Thus saith the Lord, in this you shall know that I am the Lord. Well, that will scare Pharaoh. Behold, I will smite thee with the rod that is in mine hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall turn to blood. Everything in the river will be bloody. And the fish that is in the river shall die, and the river shall stink, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. And the Lord spake to Moses, and so this trick should do it right away, but it didn't. Take thy rod, stretch out thy hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon the rivers and upon the ponds and upon all the pools of water that they have, that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in the vessels of wood and the vessels of stone. Wherever you find a fish, they're going to be bloody. And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up his rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh. He said, wow, that's pretty good. And in the sight of the servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And the fish was in the river died, and the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt, and the magicians of the Egyptians did so, and they tried to do it, and that didn't work. So you can see how it ends, that anytime you do something, the world will outdo you. You'll find that if anybody says they're a Christian, somebody else will come up with something else. You know, Black Lives Matter or whatever, Antifa or whatever they want to teach and do and so on. But it can be reversed. Every time you turn to God and praise the Lord instead of taking that as a bad thing, no, everything God does is good. He's not only good, he's gracious. He's not only gracious, he's merciful. He's not only merciful, but he's kind. And he's everything you want. So, don't deny the Lord his place, his majesty, because there's no other king on the whole earth. And when Jesus is King of Kings, we're the kings he's king of. And so, wouldn't you like to turn your life over to Jesus right now? Yes. Yes, yes, Pastor. I'd like my life not to be my will, but thine be done. And so, don't worry about it. God will do it. All I have to do is preach it. I don't have to read your mail. I don't have to know what's going on inside of you. I don't really care. If I just preach the truth, it'll happen. Amen. It's not because I'm great. I'm not great. I'm just a nothing. And I want to be a nothing, and I'm not going to stop being a nothing. I'm going to always be a nothing. But Jesus, my husband, He's going to be everything he has, and he's going to be my inheritance. I'm going to be his inheritance. Because he loves his wife, and I'll be the wife. How many know that God will win in the end? He always wins. Because he's God. If he's not God, then he's not God. It'll prove out because no one can execute it. But I believe, Teresa, you actually could execute God's will. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then because of that, so could, Danny. He could also do the will of God. In fact, everybody here could do the will of God. There's no such thing as impossible because God does the impossible. So the possible, everybody does, but the impossible, nobody can do. And so there's only one God, only one God, only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So if you were blessed by this message, raise your hand and say, I want to testify that, that kind of stirs me up, that it's certain like you say it is. And I don't know if you told the truth or not, but it sounded good and sounded like it's okay. But I believe that God is about to do it with this little group. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And so this 35 people or 40 people, it's enough. You could actually change the world with 10 people or 15. Or one man. Did you know that just the prayer of one godly man can do powerful things on the earth? It's in the Bible. So I believe that the best is yet to come. I don't believe anything's to worry about. Don't fix it. Don't clean up the world. Don't fix anything. Don't try to teach your kids and teach them this and that. They're not going to listen anyway.
Amen.
But you know what? Spiritually, they heard what you said. And when they grow up, they will do exactly what you did, only better. So don't ever despair that it doesn't work the way God says. He always does that. He likes to do that. It's a way of testing you, right? So this test, how many get an A++? Yes, I'm stronger today than I was before. Because this word cannot go null, void, cannot. Any word that comes out of the mouth of God, that's your eternal life. Amen. All right. Testimony. Quick.
Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
What did he say?
Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Yes, call upon the name of the Lord. Anybody that calls on the name of the Lord has eternal life. That's it. If you call upon the name of the Lord, he will actually answer your prayer. Next verse. Who else? Question or testimony? Who else? Make it up. Brag on God. Because he's not done yet. He wants to get everything finished. Everything. Somebody at the back?
It just comes back to just so simple. We really are more than complicated.
Right.
It's just the moment of humility.
Right. Right.
And letting yourself just die to it.
Right.
And letting him just do what he wants to do with you.
Praise God. Yeah, that's it. But you have to be ready for being blessed. Because God blesses everybody every day. Even bad people. The rain falls on the bad people as well as the good people. Yeah. God is not a respecter of persons. He doesn't care how smart you are, how dumb you are. He doesn't care about any of that.
Right.
He knows... I want to have a people that I can say, that's my people, right there. So if a whole congregation should turn to the Lord, it wouldn't just be just a revival that you need one every year to pick you up. It doesn't change. It's just the same thing. God is God and you're not. That's about it. God is God and you're not. So, your will needs to be yes, brother. Praise God. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Somebody else. David.
Danny.
I just walked out. That's what I've been hearing in my soul, in my spirit.
Right.
The last couple of 3 or 4 weeks.
Wow.
Without him, I am nothing.
Right.
And whatever I'm trying to do, I just need to stop.
Right.
He'll do it.
is actually right. And God designed marriage not to work. So if anybody's experienced that, it's designed that way without God. But when you have God, it works. Perfect couple right here. Why? Because it works. Not because there's no problems. There always will be problems. In the world, you have problems. In the world, you have troubles. That's normal. But welcome the problems. Welcome them, saying, God, I don't care. I'm not going to veer from the path. I'm going to keep going down the way you say. And I don't need anyone to have a stronger will than mine. I don't want the government making my decisions. I don't want the school making my decisions. I want to make my own. Well, it's not going to happen. He's just like Pharaoh. They'll say, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You have to wear this. And you have to do this. And so what? Why worry about it? Slavery is nothing in God's sight. Never created people to kill. He never created mankind to it not work out the same way he originally planned before the foundation of the world. So he will have servants in the end. You'll be one of them.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's powerful. Who else? Testimony. Yes.
I'll say one more thing about marriage. That is true. Our marriage didn't work until God let it fall apart. And then he put it back together the way it should be.
Perfect.
And it does work perfectly with him.
Amen. Yeah. And you get everything back that way. Because whenever God blesses you, he multiplies it. He's never then just say, well, I'll give him this. No. He's going to give you that plus. That's the way God is, right?
Yeah.
And when there's peace on earth...
Sorry.
I forgot that. Too excited. Okay, who else wants to testify? Is it on? Okay.
David.
David, did that happen?
I don't think that's the only
option. All right, who else? Come on, this is good news.
I'm convinced that either you're going to believe God's word or you're not.
Yeah, that's it.
And, you know, I believe his word.
Yep.
I believe what he says.
Yep.
And that just settles
it. You know what's interesting about what you just said? Did you know when God visits somebody or talks to somebody or whatever, they know it's God. There's no way that they can say. They deliberately refuse to do what God said. That will come forth. As soon as God says something, I'm not going to do that. And you cannot say it. It won't happen. It always happens. So don't worry about impossible things. God, that's his business. He's the impossible guy. And he can do anything he wants. So everybody knows there's a God. Atheists, they know there's a God. They all know there's a God. And they don't need to argue. You can't argue it. I don't believe in what they call, you know, arguing about God and saying there is a God, you know, so on. Just tell about the hope that's in you. That's about all the Bible says. Just tell about the hope that's in you. Don't worry about convincing someone. Just say, this is why I'm a Christian. And you just testify. That's it. That's all. You need to say it because this is, to me, my whole life. I don't have any other life. I don't want any other life. I'm totally satisfied, totally convinced. I don't need any more. I'm ready to die every single day. And I prayed that when I was a believer. From now on, kill me every day. Kill me. I don't want to have a will. I don't want to have any will. I don't want my will to be done. I want your will to be done. Who else? Okay. Time to close then. Anyone else? You just make it up. Huh? Communion. Oh, praise God. All right. Hallelujah.